Herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Episode von Data Explorer. Heute ist der 14. Januar 2025 und das ist die Ausgabe Nummer 28. Wir unterhalten uns heute über Software Transformation. Dazu haben wir Masud Chalonga eingeladen, der sich exzellent damit auskennt. Und wir wechseln dazu auch jetzt in die englische Sprache hinüber. Welcome, Masud. Please introduce yourself briefly to our audience. Just briefly, introduction. Who are you? What do you do?
Thanks for having me. I'm Masud Chalonga, a hands-on software architect with over a decade experience. I am specialized in domain-driven design, event-driven architecture, and system thinking. I'm also a speaker and blogger and love sharing the ideas and practical insights about building great softwares. Currently living in Nuremberg and excited to chat with you today.
Excellent. Yeah, we are so glad having you with us. You're a freelancer, aren't you?
No, I'm working with a company with the name of Corba Supply Chain. The headquarter is in Konstanz. But I'm working in a Nuremberg section.
Okay, I understand. Okay, cool. For the blog, for our audience, we will provide the links in the show notes afterwards so you can see what Masud is talking and writing about all the day. Firstly, we want to know, what does software transformation mean and who is it good for? Who needs it?
Well, software transformation refers to strategic and systematic evolution of an organization's software landscape to align with modern technological trends, business objectives, and customer expectations. This process, software transformation process, often involves updating legacy systems, adopting new technologies like cloud technologies, implementing new methodologies like agile, and incorporating innovative tools like AI and using new architectural styles. At its core, software transformation is about enabling business to become more scalable and responsive to the market changes, ensuring they remain competitive in rapidly evolving digital landscape. For a modern business, software transformation is not merely a technical upgrade. It is a business imperative. And another critical aspect of software transformation is its role in fostering the innovation. Modern architectures like microservices and serverless computing allow development teams to experiment and deploy new features rapidly. This ability to innovate quickly can give the business the, competitive edge, whether through enhanced customer-facing applications, improved internal tools, entirely new digital products. It is what I can say about the software transformation.
I see. Do you have a real life example of a company who maybe from your past, a company you can talk about, or just an example?
Yeah, definitely. Well, in the current company that I'm working, I came here for a transformation project. Mm-hmm. From beginning, and what I came across was surprising, because everybody was ready to transform, but nothing was ready. What I mean by that, everybody was learning Kubernetes, everybody tried to learn containerization, and majority of them were perfect in it. Mm-hmm. But transformation, from my point of view, was totally different from their point of view. And by doing a couple of workshops and introducing what is real transformation, we could start, but not immediately. If I want to say that this one was and is the most challengeful project, I would say yes. And it is still really difficult to change many things because I'm struggling with the culture, with the technology stack, with the comfort zones, with people, with process and so on. Mm-hmm. And transformation is not technical, but also cultural.
So it sounds like a complex process or procedure. Are there specific industries or specific branches who needed to go through the software transformation process? Like when you mentioned legacy systems before, when I hear legacy systems, immediately I think of finance institutes, insurance companies and things like that, still working with huge mainframes and stuff and code nobody speaks anymore.
That's true. You're correct. The software transformation is essential for organizations across all industries that seeks to stay competitive in a modern digital economy. Any business reliant on the technology to deliver product, service, or customer experience can benefit from software transformation. Mm-hmm. And if they do not accept it, most probably they have to say goodbye to the business really soon. Industries dealing with legacy systems or facing regulatory pressures are particularly in need of software transformation. For instance, as you said, financial institutions often have outdated systems that struggle to meet the speed, scalability, and also security requirement for modern fintech applications. Similarly, in healthcare organizations, must modernize their software to ensure compliance with data privacy laws, streamline patient care, and enable interoperability between the systems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. You mentioned already scalability, security, and also staying competitive are critical facts for modern businesses. What else is critical for modern businesses that they should think about software transformation?
Well, if you ask me as a software architect, I would say always it depends. We have to sit with the stakeholders and talk and brainstorm about the requirements. Mm-hmm. One of the features that I do always think about it and put it on the top in software transformation is adaptability by technology and also the culture. We have the socio-technical system. And by the socio-technical system, it's a really complex ecosystem and really complex problem. So being adaptive or adaptability feature is kind of really important, the same as security during the transformation or scalability. That is what I do always consider.
Okay, good point for the next question. So you're a software architect, we said before. What do software architects do in driving successful transformations? What's your role in a software transformation process?
Well, software architects play a pivotal role in guiding organizations through successful transformations, actually acting as both technical leaders and strategic enablers. So it's not possible to sit in the ivory tower from the top and just monitor everything and send an email and present the PowerPoint. No, it's not possible. They possess a holistic understanding of the organization's current technical landscape and its alignment with the business objectives. By crafting a clear vision and roadmap for change, architects ensure that transformations are not only innovative, but also practical and sustainable. Their ability to bring.
I see. You mentioned before socio-technic environments. So, yes, socio-technic technical environments. You mentioned that before. Yes. So, when I hearing about your role and your functionality in a software transformation process, I assume there's more than just a technical change or a software change. Software transformation may also mean a cultural change or include cultural change.
That's absolutely correct. Beyond technical expertise, architects serve a change agent and mentors, fostering a culture of mm-hmm. innovation and continuous improvement. That is important. So they engage with teams through coaching, hands-on coding and collaboration, and active participation in technical communities. By promoting knowledge sharing and encouraging cross-functional collaboration, architects empower teams to own and drive transformation initiatives. So they are, as you mentioned, they are playing a really important role on culture part of the company.
Mm-hmm. I see. Sounds really complicated. So, and sounds like a lot of challenges organizations have to face. So, can you say a little bit about the most common challenges an organization face when starting a software transformation journey?
Well, my pleasure. One of the biggest hurdles in the software transformation journey as the organization's culture, we already talked about it. It is the most important and most significant challenge in this journey. Teams and individuals often resist change due to the fear of unknown, comfort with existing processes, or skepticism about the transformation values. Stakeholders maybe have conflicting priorities, which can lead to the misalignment. The other challenge that I can mention is the legacy systems and technical depth that we are fighting with. Many organizations face significant challenges due to their reliance on legacy systems and accumulated technical debt. These systems can be difficult to modernize, integrate with new technologies, or scale to meet evolving business demands. Additionally, outdated processes and skills set exacerbate this problem. As the third challenge, I would mention the skill gap and resource constraint. Successful transformation requires skilled professionals who understand modern development practices and architectures and tools that they are really rare in the market. You can find them, you can find the senior developers and senior engineers, but majority of them are not updated in the tools and technology and workflows. However, organizations often lack the necessary expertise internally, leading to delay and suboptimal implementations. As the fourth one and the last one that is really critical, I would say finding a balance between innovation and business continuity. What I mean is that organizations frequently struggle to innovate without disrupting existing operations. software transformation often demands shift in priorities. Well, unfortunately, potentially impacting ongoing projects and services. And it happens because of lack of resources and budget. We cannot have more than one or two teams to work on a project, and we have limitation of the budget. So achieving a balance between delivering short-term results and investing in long-term innovation is critical. To me, adopting agile practices and maintaining a dual operational model, separating these two teams from each other, one from legacy and one from transformation, would be helpful. These are the challenges that I can mention at the first glance.
These are a lot of challenges an organization has to face, but It also sounds like there are many errors can be made, or possible errors could be made in the process or in the start of the journey. So what, from your perspective, what are the common pitfalls or mistakes a company can make during the transformation, and what do you suggest, how could they be avoided?
As the pitfalls, I could say my experience as the first one and the most challenging one that I have had in the current company. The most significant mistakes company make is embarking on the transformation journey without well-defined vision and a strategy. We can sit together with project managers and stakeholders and so on and build a really beautiful PowerPoint. It is not the transformation strategy. It is not what we want to do at the end. Without a clear purpose, teams often lose focus, leading to misaligned efforts and wasted resources. To avoid this, organizations must establish a transformation roadmap that includes measurable objectives, clear milestones, and define all the factors, cultural, social, and also technical, inside the roadmap. The second pitfall would be ignoring the culture and organizational change. Team topology is really important. We have to consider that breaking the comfort zone in transformation project is necessary. Many of our colleagues will be sad, and you will be a bad guy at the end of the transformation. But it is good for everybody and also for organization. Transformation is not just about adopting a new technology. Kubernetes is not architecture. Adopting Kubernetes is not a successful transformation. It often requires a cultural shift and change in organizational structure. Companies may underestimate resistance to change within their workforce, leading to disengagement and reduced adoption of the new processes. To overcome this, leadership should build up a culture of continuous learning and innovation. As the third one, I would say the wrong decision-making processes. Transformation efforts can fail when teams operate in silos, making decisions independently without considering the broader business context. Nowadays, there is no any possibility to define an architecture team or, development team or testing team and so on. That brings the silos for us. This lack of collaboration leads to disconnected system redundant effort, overhead, and conflicting priorities. The last one and the fourth one, I would say that failing to continuously measure and adapt. Transformation is an iterative process, and companies often falter by treating it as one-time project rather than continuous journey. We have to accept it as the ongoing project, sometimes for many years, and it is the pitfall that many companies will come across during the transformation.
Okay, I see. But when I listen to these pitfalls and errors could made, I think I remind my previous question, who needs it? So after hearing that, everybody needs it. So I do not know one company, exceptional startups, who does not need software transformation. So they all suffer from one or the other of these things. Silos is mostly in every German company. They love their silos, and they do, yeah.
No, but Kerstin, I think it is a really favorite situation for many developers. They prefer to sit behind the desk, talk to nobody, and just write the code. And the silos are everywhere, and changing this culture really is really difficult.
Yeah, I see. And it must hurt, definitely. Yep. So I totally agree with you. If it doesn't hurt, it's not successful. That's so, but right. Seriously, the things you said remind me also of classic problems, challenges, but also solutions from the usual project management, or also agile projects have to face. Many agile projects have to face. Are there any tools or technologies or methods that helping in the software transformation journey? Like I know your blog post, so that's I read about domain-driven design and system thinking. What tools, methods, or best practices do you recommend or are necessary for a successful software transformation?
Well, thanks for bringing this question up. Beside the culture, definitely we need the tools. And by these tools, we can define our framework for transformation. There are many methodologies and tools that we can use, but based on my experience in best practices, I would say the combination of domain-driven design and systems thinking would be the best option. Of course, we have to use the team topology methodologies as a complementary, but these two are the most most powerful tools in combination. Domain-driven design emphasizes on creating a shared understanding between technical teams and business stakeholders by focusing on core domains, and not only core domains, the other supporting and also generic domains, and its ubiquitous languages. Mm-hmm. This alignment ensures that software solutions directly address the business needs. System thinking, on the other hand, takes the holistic view of the entire organization. And what I mean from organization is the entire ecosystem, the socio-technical system, helping architects and teams, and also the management teams, understand the interdependencies across different domains and systems. Furthermore, domain-driven design promotes designing software system that reflects modular domain boundaries, often using patterns like bounded context and EDA, event-driven architecture, that would be achieved by workshops like event storming. This modularity enables system to scale and evolve independently without introducing unnecessary complexity. And system thinking, beside, complements this by analyzing a large ecosystem, ensuring the change on one part of the system in one domain do not create a bottleneck on the other domain or do not produce a negative ripple effect. By applying both together, organizations can build the system that is scalable and adaptable. And I think we talked about the adaptability as one of the most important features of the software transformation. And in this part, by these two tools, that it's not easy to apply them, it is achievable. Mm-hmm. As a third one, that the combination of these two tools, it can help us, I would say both approaches encourage iterative and incremental improvement as a similarity. Aligning with agile principles, it is both of them are aligned with agile principles. DDD's focus on continuous discovery and refinement of the domain model allows for ongoing adjustment based on the feedback. So it is the first part that I am mentioning about the feedback. But inside domain-driven design and inside a domain, system thinking support this methodology using, again, feedback, but in the holistic view. So we can define the refinement feedback or a positive or negative feedback based on the system thinking in a system view and using the data from the domains for better understanding. Mm-hmm. As the fourth one and the last one, that how these combined framework can help us for transformation, I would say it helps us to ensure strategic alignment and value delivery. In software transformation, ensuring that efforts align with organizations' strategic goal is really important. System thinking provides a framework for identifying which areas of the system are critical. We name these areas as a core domain in domain-driven designs. By identifying in the system thinking and deliver to domain-driven design to implement it and deploy it, we can have the really good combination of the strategic alignment. That's our thing that I can say as the benefits of combination of domain-driven design and system thinking plus team topologies.
Mm-hmm. Sounds absolutely sensefully, definitely. So like everywhere, it's almost a combination of things. When you're talking about frameworks and methodologies, technologies, there's a lot of things are going on in the world today regarding technologies. So do you see technologies changing the approach of transformation today? Like how do, for example, cloud technologies or AI in all its form impact the way you approach or a company approach transformation today or has to approach it?
Definitely, these two technologies are playing the biggest role nowadays in transformation because it's kind of demand for every business moving to the cloud, using the AI tools, and so on. As you know, cloud platform providers suit of ready-to-use service such as serverless computing, managed database, and even AI ML APIs. By leveraging these pre-built services, organizations can focus on core functionalities instead of building infrastructure inside the team. Well, you can focus on culture. You can focus on the social part. Cloud technologies also enable real-time collaboration among distributed teams. That nowadays is really often there is a teams that in more than 3-4 continents, the people are working on a project, and transformation by such technologies would be much more easier and also pleasant. These two technologies, furthermore, cloud and AI technologies support modern DevOps practices by automating development pipelines, testing, and development. Continuous integration and continuous deployment, CI/CD workflows, AI-driven tools, reduce errors, shorten release cycles, and enable rapid iterations. These practices actually ensure that software transformation is iterative and responsive, allowing the distributed team to incorporate feedback quickly and deliver value consistently. As you know, as the last point, the advantage of AI and also cloud technology, transformation is complex and is expensive. And cloud infrastructure provides scalable resource on demand, ensuring software system can grow with user need. And it means by transformation, we can handle our cost really efficiently. So what I mean is using cloud and AI in our transformation would be cost effective and brings scalability for us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So would you say that technologies like cloud technology or AI are both at the same time drivers for software transformation as well as enablers of software transformation?
That's absolutely correct. Because all the transformation comes from the market. Mm-hmm. If market doesn't need any feature or any change, we don't need to change our system. Mm-hmm. It is the rule of the game. So it means our market needs something nowadays needs to move to the cloud. Our market needs to use the AI tools. So it is, cloud technology and AI are enabler now. They are telling us what we have to do and how to do it because mm-hmm. the market requirement is the AI and cloud technologies.
Mm-hmm. I see. Let's talk a little bit about the software transformation initiative. So when I was in the Silicon Valley last year, I met a lot of companies, a lot of startups. They all jumped on the AI train. And AI was something what investors drove, but also the companies. If you didn't have AI in your portfolio, you were not visible to the market. So how do you ensure that? For me, it was like a spark. Not only like a spark. And how do you ensure that a software transformation initiative delivers long-term value rather than short-term fixes?
That's a good question. To ensure that the transformation initiatives deliver long-term value rather than the short-term fixes, it is essential to being with a clear, well-defined vision aligned with the organizational strategic goals. You talked about the AI. It means for the companies that you saw in the Silicon Valley, the strategic goals were based on the AI. This vision act as the North Star, ensuring every decision made during the transformation supports the longer objective rather than just addressing immediate pain point. Do you know what I mean? Establishing this clarity requires active collaboration with stakeholders to identify business delivers, desired outcomes, and measurable success criteria. Another factor is implementing a robust architecture and prioritize the architectural characteristics that comes from the stakeholders. Whatever it is AI, it is security, it is scalability, whatever, it must be so. The software architecture should be designed with future growth and change in mind, using principles like modularity and loose coupling to adapt itself as soon as possible with the market needs. Beside all of them on the top, you need to build a strong culture for continuous improvement. This involves integrating the some tools like CI/CD and automated testing to bring agility to help your team member to adapt themselves with the technology as soon as possible and not playing with some tedious things that the machine can do. We mm-hmm. have to be careful. I was reading a paper from Gregor Hopf, and on that article, not the paper article, he mentioned that let the work for the machine be done by the machine, not the human. It is the key point to actually ensuring long-term values in software architecture transformation initiatives or be satisfied.
Mm-hmm. So CI/CD, I read about that. Just a little about that, but many companies see CI/CD as a tool, but it isn't a tool. It strongly involves the culture. And you mentioned the culture, organizational culture, team topologies many times before in our chat. So what role does organizational culture place in the success of a software transformation initiative? I think you can't change successfully or transform successfully without the people. And I see many organizations fail on itself. So they restructure, reorganize themselves every year or twice a year. So what role does it play? And what would you recommend? What is a good strategy for establishing a good organizational culture for software transformation initiatives?
Well, honestly, it is the most significant part of the transformation. You have to fight with unknowns. Honestly. Organization culture is the foundation upon which successful software transformation initiatives are built. Culture encompasses the shared values, beliefs, and behaviors within an organization, shaping how individuals and teams work together. For a software transformation initiative to succeed, it must align with and often adapt the organizational culture to support the requirement changes. My suggestion, based on my experience, would be a collaborative culture. A collaborative culture is essential for breaking down the silos and encouraging cross-functional teamwork. Software transformation often requires input and cooperation from various departments, such as development, operations, and so on. A culture that promotes open communication, trust, and shared goals ensures smoother collaboration and prevent bottlenecks caused by the misalignment or conflicting priorities. The second point that I can mention is an adaptive and learning-oriented culture. Mm-hmm. To have a better software transformation and minimum conflict in the cultural part, an adaptive and learning-oriented culture is necessary. It is crucial for navigating the challenges inherent from the software transformation. Transformation initiatives often involves adopting new technologies. It is as it is. That's why we are doing transformation. Organizations with culture of continuous learning and experimentations empower employees to embrace changes, learn from failures, and continuously improve. The third one, the Germans have the proverb, the really famous proverb, "Der Fisch stinkt vom Kopf her." So the leadership and change advocacy plays a pivotal role. Do you know what I mean? In embodying the culture
Definitely.
That supports software transformation. You cannot have a good transformation without transforming in the mindset of the leaders and mm-hmm. the managers. Leaders must exemplify the value they wish to instill. Actively championing transformation efforts and creating environment where employees feel supported. If they don't do that, it's going to be failed. Definitely be failed. And finally, the organization's culture should prioritize customer centricity and outcomes over process or tools. Transformation should not be driven solely by technological upgrades, but clear understanding of how those changes will deliver values to the customer. These are the things that that are really important to cultivate a productive culture for software transformation.
There were so many tips and hints on software transformation. So I heard establishing culture of collaboration, failure culture, learning culture. People should talk to each other. Leadership must be on board. So there are so many things to consider. I think many companies, when hearing this, they, oh my God, where to start? what's the one piece of advice you would give to someone who thinks about starting their first transformation project? So what would be the first step or what you recommend?
One key piece of advice for someone starting their transformation project is to deeply understand why behind this process, behind this transformation. Starting by aligning the goals of the transformation with clear business objectives. Without this clearance, it is easy to lose the focus and fail at the end. Engage a stakeholder early from the first step to the transformation process. Remember, transformation is much about the culture change. As it is about the technology.
Mm-hmm.
So to summarize one piece of advice, building a trust, communication, transparency, and ready to learn. It is the keys that I can say as an advice for the to start the transformation.
Mm-hmm. This is, I remind one thing you said at the beginning. This is really, really, it all starts with the question why. So asking myself, why do I want to do something, might be the best start at all, definitely. Because if you don't know why you do something, it couldn't be successful.
That's true. You need a reason to do that. And normally in our business, yeah, the reason is money and time.
Yeah. So the motivation, it's all what counts, whether it's money or reputation or whatever. Yeah,
that's true. And saving the business is also one of the absolutely most important part. So yeah, the company working more than 1,000 people in it, so we have to save it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Excellent. Excellent summary. So we talked about AI and cloud technologies before. These are technologies quite new to many companies, but well established in the market already. What emerging trends or technologies do you see shaping the future of software transformation? What's on the horizon?
So, beside AI and cloud native that we talked about, that they are really important and playing a key role on transformations because they are market demands. One of the technologies is low-code and no-code platforms. The rise of low-code and no-code platforms is democratizing software development by empowering project managers and team leads, I mean, non-technical users, to build the application. And these platforms reduce the dependency on traditional software development cycles and enhance agility in delivering solution. It is not that easy because at the end, you need an engineer to build it and correct it, but by saving the time, it helps for saving money and also reduce the risk. And the other one would be blockchain. Blockchain technology is redefining trust and transparency in software systems, expanding beyond cryptocurrency into industries like supply chain, healthcare, and even finance. Decentralized applications built on blockchain ensure data integrity and traceability, enabling system with robust security and accountability. They are also changing the face of transformation and are influencing the transformation processes in now and also in future. As the last one beside them, I would say environmental sustainability is emerging as the crucial consideration in software design and transformation. Green software engineering emphasizes reducing the carbon footprint on applications by optimizing energy efficiency and in coding practice, in infrastructure management, and also deployment strategies. So I think these three, beside AI and cloud technologies, are shaping our transformation for the future.
This is interesting that you mean blockchain technology. I thought this is already over. I saw blockchain technology already in some solutions in the past, securing the, for instance, log files, the integrity of log files and things. But a lot of companies don't do that anymore. So they all jumped on AI meanwhile.
That's true.
This is, yeah.
But do not forget that many companies are still emphasizing on security as the most important non-functional mm-hmm. requirement. Mm-hmm. That's why you can see that still many many companies, especially in healthcare and so on, try to use blockchain not as the best technology, but as a trusted technology.
I see. You didn't mention quantum computing. Do you think that will play a role in the future?
Definitely, because as I told you, what is market request comes to the transformation always. Mm-hmm. And it is the nature of transformation to listen to the market and use it in the process.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see. This is, I see topics for minimum 3 or 4 more podcast episodes with you, talking about all these things, low code, no code, for instance. So this could fill a whole episode. Yeah, we should talk about that, definitely. But for today, I think this is a lot of information for our community. They have to chew on. Famous last words. Is there anything else do you think our community should know?
As the last word, be ready. When you start transformation, be ready for unknowns. Be ready for nagging. Be brave to break your comfort zone. And be ready to lose your friends and make new friends. It is the characteristics of transformation because you bring the change by yourself to the company. And change is not always pleasant. It's not pleasant for everybody, but it is necessary. Remember that transformation is painful, but necessary. Without transformation, we cannot continue. That is my last word.
And this is sounds like the most complicated part of the whole transformation process, at least. But it's good to say it like this, so people should know that it's not a smooth part, definitely.
Never.
They should know that when breaking to new horizons, they have to break with elder things and.
Always.
Yeah, also with people. This belongs to that. This is really, really complicated, especially in Germany, where it's not so easy to change organizations or team topologies because of, a lot of things. But it's really important to know that. And thank you for that insight and for these advices. It was so pleasant talking to you. Thank you so much for your time, Masoud.
Thank you for your time too, and thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, it was a pleasure for us. Thank you. Cool. So, ihr habt gehört, Data Explorer Episode 29, ein Podcast von Data Disrupted. Hört gerne mehr Podcasts mit uns zu Data Express und irgendwann auch mal wieder Release Patch Repeat. Lest unsere Artikel auf dem Online-Magazin datadisrupted.tech. Dort gibt es auch einen Gastbeitrag von Masoud zum Thema Software Transformation. Sehr interessant, sehr aufschlussreich. Ansonsten sind wir natürlich auch auf sozialen Medien unterwegs. Abonniert uns via BlueSky, Facebook, Mastodon, LinkedIn. Wir haben RSS-Feeds. Wir sind auch auf YouTube. Übrigens auch diese Episode wird es auf YouTube geben. Und folgt unseren persönlichen Ansichten zur Enterprise-IT der Welt und überhaupt. Ihr findet uns als Stiefkind oder Frau Stief auf BlueSky oder eben auch etwas professioneller auf LinkedIn. Wenn euch gefällt, was wir machen, unterstützt uns mit einem Kaffee oder Tee via PayPal. Den Link findet ihr in den Shownotes. Und an dieser Stelle bleibt für mich nur zu sagen, vielen Dank für eure Zeit und bis zum nächsten Mal. Auf Wiederhören!